Thank you very much, man. Now it is my pleasure to introduce Señor Paolo Lins e Silva, President of the International Union of Lawyers, an association, the largest association in the world of bar associations. Sir.
Thank you very much. Okay. I'd like to express some words about the International Association of Lawyers, UIA, Union Internationale des Avocats, that I'm now the president. We have been founded in 1927, means 8 years ago. We are the sole international institution of lawyers who have chair and voice in United Nations and also in European Council. Which are our goal of UIA? Our goal is to protect the lawyers in all the points of the planet. Doesn't matter, rich or poor, we must to protect the lawyer. But beside this point of human rights, we have also a very important, very important challenge is to protect the human rights in all the position when we are feeling that the human right is disrespected. Our institution was present some 2 months ago in Libya, crying and pressuring the government of Libya to put in freedom the five nurses and the doctor from Palestine, and we got it. Also, we have pressured the government from Congo, who put in jail a lady lawyer there, and we have put in freedom this lady. We are protecting lawyers arrested in China, in Polonia. In Polonia, next beginning of September, I will be there making a conference press to put in freedom our colleague that is arrested there in Polonia 5 years without judgment. But UIA will be there. I'd like now to say to everybody why I'm here. I don't know. I know very well the five young Cubans, no one is lawyer. Why I am here? I have received the brother of one of them in Brasilia last year. I've also received during the Congress of UIA last year in Salvador, Bahia, when I have assumed the presidency, a delegation of Cubans, diplomats, lawyers, and also relatives from the five Cubans arrest, and we have discussed in this event, this international event, with the support of the Brazilian Bar Association, with the presence here among us, and I was feeling something else was start to grow inside me, that something good's not going on in this case. I've been in Europe again, working, our head office is in Paris, working hardly to human rights, protect lawyers, and I have received a call from the president of Cuban Bar Association, Arnel Medina Cuenca, close friend of mine. He asked for me, Paolo, come here. We'd like to speak with you, like to receive you and to introduce the families, the relatives of the Cuban Five. I have been personally. I made an interview of two mothers, one brother, and one special that touched me, the wife of one of them. 17 years of marriage, no access of his husband. This one touched me. Touched me. And I have returned to my institution. I've made a report about my trip in Cuba. And I told them, look, we must to be there in the audience, in the hearing, next August 20th in Atlanta. Look, I'm not to make publicity, nothing. I'm completely tired. I'm completely stressed. I left San Francisco when I was representing UIA in the Congress American Bar Association of ABA last week. I left last Wednesday. Last Tuesday. I have arrived Wednesday in Brazil, and I picked a plane yesterday, Sunday. I have stayed 48 hours with my family. I have asked for somebody else to come here to represent our institution. I got some difficulty because Paulo is very, I have a trial here, I have a trial there. My agenda is completely full. I will be there personally. And I have decided last Friday, I must be there. The president of the president of all the bar associations in the world, the presence of the presence of all the lawyers in the world is most important than to send somebody else like represented, because that I'm here. I'm here like an observer, not to say is this point X, this point is I'm against or I'm in favor of this point political problem. No, I'm here like an observer. I've enjoyed too much this afternoon. I've listened, I've picked a lot of appointments, and I will make my report to my institution. And I'm very glad to be among these kind people, these people who love a fair justice without any injunction, any political injunction. This point had also touched me in the eyes of this wife that I have seen in Cuba. These two points have obliged me, like a leader, to be here with this group. Thank you very much.
And of course, sir, we're very glad that you made that decision and are here, and you are here today with us. Next, I would like to introduce a woman that coordinated all the efforts, all the little details, all the big details that have made these two events, yesterday's events and the events today, possible for all of us to be here today. The National Coordinator of the National Committee to Free the Five, my sister, Gloria Larriba.
Sisters and brothers, we would not have come this far. In the case of our Cuban brothers, we would not have come this far to keep struggling for their freedom and get to the attention that we're getting now internationally, the cause that they were involved in, if it were not for the support of thousands of people around the world and the millions of people in Cuba who consider them heroes as they are. And it's for your presence here that I think a lot of attention was paid, and we thank every one of you for taking all the time from your work, for the expense it took to come from Brazil and Germany, Italy, Chile, all across the United States, Canada, and elsewhere, to take the time to be here. And I know that you feel that it was a very historical process, because justice was claimed and demanded by the defense, and it rang true. And we'll spend the next days, digesting this and putting it on our website. But I am confident everyone will go back home more energized and determined to continue the fight, because that is what it will take to free them. The defense has really been amazing. Four of the attorneys stayed beyond the trial. When they were first convicted, I looked up their names and called them in Miami. And I was very struck by the strong feelings that they felt for the five. And then Leonard Weinglass joined the team, and it added a great dimension, too, of someone who's been so involved in many political trials. And we have this perfect element of a defense team so dedicated. And yet, we are here 9 years later, still in three oral arguments. Today, there's a hint that it will go on longer and longer. And so our efforts are so key. We have a table up here. We've been together for 2 days. I feel like we are very close now. We will keep in touch and find out how we can help you in your country and your city, and help us as well. We are the National Committee to Free the Cuban Five. We provide many resources, material. We work closely with the attorneys in terms of, you know, finding out what's going on next. But we have to really multiply these efforts. So we ask to make sure that you have signed on to keep in contact with us on the email or by mail, to see if you can do events for us, for the five, fundraisers. It took a great deal of effort to come here. It took a lot. We try to be as inexpensive as we could. Both venues today, or yesterday, the reception here, were free. We did much better than the last time when we had it at the Ritz-Carlton, but it was necessary then. But however, everything is volunteer on our part and your part. So again, we thank the attorneys for doing what they have. We thank everyone who came. And we thank our brothers. I know they don't need our thanks, but still, we thank our five brothers, Gerardo, Antonio, René, Fernando, and Ramon, the one I visit. We thank them all for their determination, their principles, and the great, great love they feel for their people and humanity. When we visit Ramon, he says, you know, I feel like I'm in a movie. It's really a historic movie. It is something that should be made in Hollywood so that everybody can know, and at the end say, this is a true story. I was amazed today. I was amazed by what the prosecution dared to say, what the other attorneys have said. I need to take the time to write it down. But again, the question of what Judge Birch kept asking, of the intent that the government claimed, that Gerardo Hernandez intended to have planes shot down in international waters when he had nothing to do with it. On every aspect of that charge, it is completely bogus and politically motivated. And I thought today that the prosecution, Carolyn Heck Miller, made a very, very politically motivated declaration. I thought that that's what it was all about. It wasn't about law. Anyway, we'll leave it up to the lawyers to discuss that. But thank you again very, very much. Que vivan los cinco y volverán. I want to do this. Everybody, most people were picked up at the airport, and you saw everything was set up when you came in. The reception was all beautifully organized with the help of our brothers from Miami. But I want to give special recognition of two who worked night and day to make sure everything went smoothly. Christopher Banks. And Silvio Rodriguez. And I think they're the only two who didn't make it into the hearing today. And I feel very bad about it, but we'll give them everything that we remember.
Well, they didn't get into the hearing because they were setting up this place for us to be here now. That's why they didn't get into the hearing. Now I would like to introduce Paul Beckert, who is the official representative of the Belgian Bar Association.
Good evening. I'm an attorney, advocate from Belgium. I'm the president, dean of the Bar of Bruges. and the Belgian Bar Association is the official organization with 8,000 members attorneys, and they sent me to the trial. The rights of defense are our great concerns. What happened to the Cuban Five happened yesterday with other people and can happen tomorrow with other people. The judgment in this case of Cuban Five will be very important for more than these five people. As an observer and as a human rights watcher, I assisted to many political trials. I played it as attorney in many political trials. The story is every time the same: isolation, lack of access to the clients, the file and the evidence and the proof. No judgment in a reasonable time. There is disproportional punishment and secret files. That's why my organization sent me to Atlanta. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Then I would like to introduce Senor Cesar Brito Aragão, President of the Brazilian Bar Association.
Falo também em nome da FACA. Falo em português, também em nome da FACA, por delegação, e a Federação dos Advogados do Colégio lá da Argentina. E passa para a tradução, palavras por palavras.
He speaks to for the Argentinian Bar Association, who couldn't be here, but he is representing, and I will try to translate what he will say.
A Ordem dos Advogados do Brasil, entidade que congrega mais de 600 mil advogados e que tenho a honra de presidir, tem um compromisso constitucional em defender o Estado Democrático de Direito.
The Brazilian Bar Association, institution that I respond for more than respond for more than 600,000 lawyers and that I have the honor to presid, have the constitution and commitment to the defense of the democratic state of law.
Zelar pelo aperfeiçoamento das instituições jurídicas e lutar obsessivamente pelos direitos humanos.
Taking care of the legal institutions and fight in an obsessive way for human rights respect.
O que nos move é a democracia e a dignidade da pessoa humana.
Our desire and our motivation is the democracy and the search for a human being dignity.
É exatamente esta missão que agora desempenho em Atlanta.
That is exactly the mission that I perform now here in Atlanta.
Conjugar como única expressão as palavras democracia e dignidade.
Trying to ally the words democracy and dignity in just one expression.
Ambas pressupõem a existência de um julgamento justo, imparcial, sem preconceito, e que assegure o direito de defesa.
These two words demand the existence of a fair trial, an impartial judgment, without any kind of prejudice, and that guarantee the fair right of defense.
As duas significam tratamento humanitário a todos que são recolhidos no sistema prisional.
Both words must mean humanity treatment to all who are in the prisoner system.
Palavras que podemos também chamar de justiça.
Words that we can call justice.
Justiça que não houve no primeiro julgamento dos cinco cubanos.
And justice that we couldn't see in the first judgment of the Cuban Five.
Justiça é o que buscamos aqui.
Justice is what we search here.
Justiça para os cinco cubanos, mas, sobretudo, para todos os seres humanos, independentemente da nacionalidade ou do país encarregado do seu julgamento.
Justice not only for the Cuban Five, but mainly for all human beings, independently of nationalities and or and the country in charge for the judgment.
Atlanta pode ser um bom exemplo para o mundo.
Atlanta can be a good example to the world.
E é exatamente o que nós, esperançosos, esperemos aqui: democracia, dignidade e justiça.
It's exactly what we, hopeful, expect here in Atlanta: democracy, dignity and justice. Thank you.
I have to distribute a press release issued by the lawyers of the Cuban Five here in Atlanta today. If you need it, please, or you want it after the press conference is over, it's right here at the podium. I think, and I know, that we all feel very proud. The brothers and sisters, distinguished brothers and sisters, who spoke at this press conference today, represent a spectrum of the distinguished brothers and sisters who have gathered in Atlanta, representing thousands of others in this country, in Cuba, and around the world. Joined together in a most fundamental effort, not only to attain justice and freedom for our five brothers, but also to point to the policies of the United States governments that throughout decades have sponsored and sustained a campaign of state terrorism against many people around the world, something that our five brothers were defending the Cuba people, the Cuban people from. If anything, their 9 years in prison has to be used by us and served us in order to denounce that policy, especially the criminal policy that this country has put in place against the Cuban people since 1959, not to mention the 100 years before. Judges, lawyers, journalists, clergymen, activists, parliamentarians, former parliamentarians, have gathered in Atlanta from Latin America, from the United States, from Canada, and from Europe. We must feel very proud, very proud. We represent a large spectrum of life, as Roberto says many times, in order to defend human life, which is the most precious of all endeavors. The task continues. This is almost interminable. And we must continue fighting on their behalf until justice is attained. We cannot give up. That's the intention of the government. They want to tire us from supporting them. But they have done the opposite. The more the injustice, the more we fight. And we must do so until we get them free. Gracias a todos. Muchas gracias. Y vivan los cinco.